happens when your life becomes a collision course, and where do you end up? Welcome to another episode of It's Her Turn. I'm your host, Dr. Kate Dow, and we have Demetria Sloan here, who's going to help us understand what this looked like in her life. Demetria is a life and executive leadership coach. She founded her business, Vantage Point Coaching, in 2015, and she has a great story to share with you. Welcome, Demetria.
Thank you for having me today. How are you today?
Oh, I'm doing great. And I'm just really excited to have people hear a little bit about your experience. So let's jump on in and share with us a little bit about what has been some of these standout challenges that showed up in your life.
You know, it's so interesting because just prior to recording this session with you today and coming on with your guests, I was having a discovery call with someone who is on that same kind of collision course. Mid-age, mid-career, been doing it for a long time, but kind of trapped by those golden handcuffs of it all, right? Wanting more, trying to figure out what's next? Why not me? Why not now? All of those questions coming up. And I too was that person a few years ago. And my story is a little different. And I had made a commitment that I was going to ride it till the wheels fell off. And I was in the pharmaceutical industry. I was in sales leadership. I'd done some sales training and development and a lot of various roles. And then one day after 12 years, myself and 200 of my friends were told our services were no longer needed.
Oh my gosh.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh.
And oops. But here's what was so great about that. So as fate would have it, when I moved up, going up the career ladder, moving into the leadership ranks, someone asked me a question during the interview process and was like, what is my ultimate career goal? Mm-hmm. And I was like, it's to be a coach, it's to be a life coach. Mm-hmm. And I had this model in my mind, someone who I've watched and admired on television, Iyanla Van Zandt. And, you know, I've seen the Tony Robbins of the world and all those people. But there's just something about really helping people tap into the best that's within them and
definitely
helping them bring that forward.
Yes.
That always resonated with me. And I was able to do that in my role for a while as a leader. But that was the part of the job that I enjoyed most. I could care less about doing another expense report, performance review, or anything like that. But it was helping people be their absolute best. And whether that was at home, whether that was in their career, mm-hmm. Was that trying to get promoted? It was trying to tap into what made them excited about giving up each and every day. And so, you know, when I got that announcement, and I'll never forget it because I had just driven to meet a rep in Miami and work with that person for the day. And we had to get on this conference call. And so we all got on this conference call and were told, this is your last day and you can go home.
Oh.
So I turned my car back around and came back home. And so for me, that's when the wheels came off. But it was such a sense of relief. There was a burden that had been lifted from me. The golden handcuffs now were off. And I was able to then go into pursuing what I really wanted to do in my purpose. And just fate has it that, you know, in those last couple of years, there was like, oh, well, we don't have any money for professional development. You can't do this. That's like, listen, if you just give me the time off, I'll do the development on my own. Mm-hmm. And I had started that process. Mm-hmm. I started looking up coaching programs. I had started looking into different certifications that I wanted to get. And I had started the process already. So when the time came, it was just, you know, putting the foundation, the cornerstones of a business in place, and the rest is history now.
Okay, so tell me a little more about the golden handcuffs and what you mean and what does it mean when the wheels came off and what was the collision course a little bit looking like?
Yeah, so all of those things are part of that collision course. So golden handcuffs is that you have all the trappings of all the things that we've been told we want, right? So we have a great salary, we have a company car, we have the, you know, company pays for the insurance, you have a corporate credit card, you can travel here and there on the business, and you have all of those trappings of success.
Yes, which I tend to call about sort of the patriarchal version of success.
Yes.
It's not just that it's capitalism, but it's capitalism with this idea of keep making more, you need more things, more money. And, you know, there's like the never ending ladder up into the sky that you think is going to bring you happiness and joy. But you were seeing it different.
No, yeah, absolutely. Because it was not my ladder. And I know we're going to talk about it later, but that's something that I write about in my book, Pearls for the Journey. When you realize you're climbing a ladder, that's not even your ladder.
Exactly. Right.
And you're like, where am I going? How did I get here?
Yes. We buy into it. It's the conditioning we're raised with. Like, that's the American dream we've all been told we want. But that dream has shifted from be happy to make money, be successful, you know, with quotes, like this particular kind of successful, because that's what will feed the consumeristic, you know, capitalistic culture we live in.
Yeah. And that was one of those collisions that I had that, okay, so I'm here. I'm starting to feel like I'm not moving anywhere else. This brass ring I'm reaching for, I don't even want to grab. And that's like where you start getting those. That's one of the first collisions. And you feel it within your soul. You feel it within your spirit that something's just not right here. But I'm gainfully employed. I have kids. I have to eat, you know, all of them. Right.
Yep.
I mean, that's just real life. Right. We got to eat. We have to save for college. We want to save for all of those things that we're pursuing. So that was one of those first collisions. And when the wheels fell off is when they told me I could go. And I had survived layoff over layoff. And so here's the funny thing with corporate. They like to call it reorganization or restructure. We're going to do a corporate restructuring, which really just means some people are losing their jobs.
Right.
And so I had survived many of those. I had been on the side where trying to draw lines of what territories were going to look like.
I see.
You know, and so when it happened to me, I had absolutely no expectation that me, I'm one of the best. You got to
right. Like, what's happening?
Yeah, not me. So the wheels fell off and it was freeing. And that's a collision because you don't expect it to feel so freeing.
So it was freeing right away? Like you were like, oh, wow, I feel so free. You weren't in the like fear mode of like, oh, my gosh.
I mean, naturally, those human emotions kicked in later, but not where I was got stuck in them because I did feel free right away. I turned that car around, treated that person to lunch who I was with in Miami, treated them to lunch. That was my last corporate expense. Turned the car around, drove back home, and waited till my FedEx package came in the mail. And that package included what my severance was going to be and what it was going to look like. And I had to start planning. Now, I'm not saying that it's all been easy since then, right? Of course, when you're trying to grow and build a business, when you're trying to plant your own stake in the ground, that comes with its own set of challenges. But really, it's just things that are making you grow and stretch in ways that you never imagined. And one thing I know for sure is that we really are only limited by our imaginations. And so, you know, allowing myself to explore and try and do new things, all of those collisions, right? Some of the things that I wanted to do turned out well. Some things was like, oh, this is not quite turning out the way I wanted to do. So I can just pivot and keep it moving, right?
Yeah, and I was curious.
I had the freedom to do that, right?
Yeah.
Because when you're tied to those golden handcuffs, you don't even have the freedom to try out different things.
So what was like sort of most supportive for you in terms of your personal growth or health and well-being? What was it that helped you?
I definitely, first things first, is the support of my family. I have a wonderfully supportive family, a wonderfully supportive husband who was kind and caring and willing to allow me the space to figure some things out.
Mm-hmm.
I have great sister and parents, so my kids, everyone was extremely supportive. I had also already been participating in with the African American Chamber here in the Orlando area where I live. So I had gotten involved in some, you know, business-based organizations, and it just as a volunteer, right? And so that support system really just opened up really right away and to allow me to, okay, so these are things you need to do. These are the next steps you need to take. And I was able to just kind of take them one at a time and keep going.
Wow, how beautiful, right? So that you had this collision, but you had so much support and resources kind of already at your fingertips.
Absolutely. And that's what I, you know, encourage people to do is, and as I was told you, I had a discovery call before we came on, as I told that young lady, is you keep working while you're working your plan.
Right.
And so I had already started laying the foundation for that plan because I knew my ultimate, again, it would be now, oh my gosh, really? Like it would be now like 13 years ago.
Okay.
When I said my ultimate career goal was to be a life coach.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And so it just was this process. So there were things that I had started doing. I had started taking certain certifications and trainings and looking for a coach training program that would support me and help fit my philosophy of how I want to support others.
Got it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Lovely. And so it's, you know, this collision course that looked like this nightmare of, you know, your security going out the window was actually just this beautiful pathway right to your deeper sense of purpose.
Absolutely. Deeper sense of purpose, deeper sense of fulfillment,
mm-hmm.
Deeper sense of satisfaction and joy.
Mm-hmm.
And yes, there are times when it's like, okay, obviously 2020 did a doozy on all of us. So there's a time when in 2020, I was like, okay, wait a minute now. What's going on here? What are the messages? But again, I've made so many great connections during that time. Virtual, again, we're limited by our imagination. So where so much of what we did was in person, connecting and networking and gathering and workshops and different things like that, the virtual space has opened so much up to us.
Oh, I know. It's been a life changer. And the challenge is going to be now for businesses to communities to figure out how do we balance the mm-hmm. in-person and the online, because people are more used to it, but are all the businesses going to be able to find that middle ground? You know?
Yeah, I think hybrid is our future. I think hybrid everything is going to be our future. So it's going to be, are you equipped to do hybrid? Are you equipped to be in person and online
exactly.
at the same time?
Exactly.
And I think everyone should be preparing themselves for that.
Yeah. So, hey, tell me a little bit about your book.
So my book, Pearls for the Journey, A Guide to a More Fulfilling Life, it is offers 10 pearls of wisdom to just lead a life of greater fulfillment and satisfaction. It started out as an actual presentation that I did for a group. And I did that presentation a couple of times for at their international conferences. And so I was like, I'm going to turn this into a book.
That's beautiful.
Yeah. And so it's not rocket science, obviously. But what I find is that the most simple things are the most challenging for most of us.
Mm-hmm.
Right. And
yeah.
So one of the pearls is having an attitude of gratitude. And so really being conscientious about your practicing gratitude on a daily basis and practicing gratitude in the things that are difficult. Because
Definitely.
Those things are difficult, that stretch us, that are, you know, grow us. We should give thanks for them because they're making us stronger. They're making us better. They're making us more agile in many different ways.
And oh, yes. I'm with you.
Take advantage of it.
Yeah, I'm with you on that. That's kind of what I talk about with anxiety in my book. Is how anxiety is not just something we want to push away. It's something that actually is there to teach us mm-hmm. about ourselves. So I love that. Gratitude is a very powerful support for us.
Yes. And it's a practice. It's like a muscle. The mm-hmm. more you work it, the stronger and it'll be, and it have greater capacity to carry you when things get really heavy.
Oh, definitely. Definitely.
Yeah.
And so that book is available on Amazon if people want to check it out. And we'll have the show notes. We'll have a link for it also, right?
Yeah, absolutely. It's available on Amazon. If anyone wants to check it out, they can get it there or they can go to pearlsforthejourney.com. I think that website's still up. I have a double check.
Well, and now you're helping women do a lot of this work with your coaching, as well as you have your leadership conference every year, correct?
Yes.
Tell us
and
about
so,
that.
Again, that's something that I can't even believe. This will be my fifth annual women's conference. It's called Spring Into Leadership. And this year, the theme is going to be POW HER. So POW HER.
Love it.
The power, like unleashing the power of women. So mm-hmm. POW, POW, power of women. And so it started with an idea. I wanted to bring a high caliber conference to women that offers them leadership development, personal and professional in the areas of health and the wealth, career advancement, entrepreneurship, self-care, and of course, leadership. And so those are like the six pillars of the Spring Into Leadership Conference. And I gather like these wonderful experts in all of these areas, women who share their experiences, their stories. It's become such a great community and a community of fulfillment and connection. But when I started it, I wanted to keep it at a price point that most women can they can pay for it on their own without having to get a corporate sponsor or need those golden handcuffs and an expense account to pay for it.
There you go.
Because many of these great conferences out there, you're like, okay, you start like, and I believe in investing, but when you're getting into the thousands of dollars of investment, it's like, okay, wait a minute, let me think about this a lot more. I wanted people to not even think about it, but then walk away with so much that they have no other choice but to keep coming back. And so now that's what's happening. People are continuing to come back. We had to pivot in 2020 and go virtual.
Yeah.
And 2021, we're still going to be virtual, but mm-hmm. the quality of the content is so very worth the modest investment in yourself.
Beautiful.
So, yeah.
Beautiful. I can't wait to see more about it. I know
yes,
you're going to send me
yes,
stuff
yes.
about that.
I am.
Great. So, you know, Demetria, what would you say to a woman who might be in that position that you were back then, right? Where you're in a corporate job, but you're understanding that you're feeling Like, I don't know. This feels like there's a glass ceiling. Is this really where I want to be? Am I sacrificing other things that are really meaningful to me for this golden handcuff way of living? What would you say to them?
I would say you owe it to yourself to start exploring your options and your choices because you have them. You know, one of the things we can do, and I saw this quote the other day, it talked about power, but it was like the first step in losing your power is thinking that you never had it.
That's right.
And so we have a lot more power than we realize. We have the capability and capacity to make choices that sometimes we abdicate our ability to choose. And so I would say, let's start exploring your choices. Let's start exploring your options. Let's start exploring. And as we explore, then we can carve out a path. And then once we've carved out a pathway, you can see the end result or the goal or where you're trying to land on the other side. Mm-hmm. And then we can start going there step by step.
Yeah, it's opening your eyes to what's possible. Because whenever we're in a job that we are feeling a level of quote security, but not necessarily joy and happiness, we get to step back and say, okay, is this still what's very true for me that I want to be here? This is fulfilling. Or is this really, has this strayed from my true sense of value and meaning? And that's, I believe that's part of the change that needs to happen in the business world, is this reconstruction of what success really means. And that's really what you did. You didn't choose it consciously, but you got bumped out of that golden cuff experience, and it helped you really land back into what is meaningful, fulfilling, and joyful for you. And I believe that all business needs to be moving in that direction. And I consider that sort of bringing in the feminine consciousness, the other side of not just money and security and business mindedness. It's okay, but what is it? What are your true values for a sense of a well-lived life? And we bring back that consciousness onto the table and say, it's got to have both. And we see that happening in lots of ways, right? We see that happening with, well, COVID sort of forced the issue for a lot of people to have to step back and go, okay, what do I want now? But we also have just the consciousness of, you know, all of the inclusive, you know, diversity work that I know you also do, you know, that's shifting that lens of saying what's important here is people, all kinds of people, and they're what they bring to the table too. And so I believe it's an exciting time for possible changes, but it is those people who've left those golden handcuffs that gives them such a totally different perspective of what's possible.
Yeah. And right now, as a society, as a country, I think we are on that collision course. So we talked about those collisions. There are a lot of things that are colliding, and we just have to determine, where do we want to go? So many people have been talking about going back to normal. And I'm like, forget that. Why don't we go forward to better?
Exactly.
Like, why don't we move forward to something new, something better, something greater for all of us? And there is this sickness in the constant pursuit of more and growth. And what I would tell people all the time, and it truly is a sickness, because the only thing that when sales begin to grow and they don't turn off, you have a cancer.
I agree with you. I so appreciate your perspectives, because they really align for me. And, you know, you can't just say that to the average, you know, consumer person who's running a high-end business. They'll look at you like, no, you're nuts. And I agree. It's a cancer. It's a sickness.
It is most definitely a sickness. And that's, and how many businesses fail? How many people have heart attacks on Monday? How many people are stressed out? How many people are overburdened? I think even the things that it was exposed with us with the COVID time, I think some people realize that, oh my gosh, they were having a hard time being at home because they forgot, like they haven't built their life.
Right.
They've just been working. And so they just want to get back to work. And it's like, hello,
right.
You have a life. So that means that has become a cancer. You have to, with a cancer, you have to cut out the tumor. You have to go through treatment. You do all of these things to get on to a road of recovery. And so there's just so much opportunity with these collisions to get on a new path to recovery, to get on a new path to fulfillment, to get on a new path to joy and satisfaction. I do believe that it is available to all of us. Now, that's not saying everybody's not going to have a corporate job. That would be foolhardy. I'm not that ridiculous. But how do we pursue those ends while keeping ourselves and our communities whole?
I'm with you. I am with you. I am loving this conversation. So, Demetria, what would you like to offer our listeners today, or how they can find you if they want to connect?
Yeah, they can go to my website, vantagepointcoach.com. They can connect with me there, subscribe to our newsletter, check out our blog post there. You can also schedule a complimentary discovery call. If you feel like you're on a collision course and you're not quite sure which way to go and you want to explore and start charting a path, let's have a conversation about it. So I offer that consultation to anyone who wants to sign up. There's also a little planner on my website, a 30, 60, 90 day planner to help just let's narrow in the focus and say, okay, if I'm going to start making some moves, I'm going to start taking some actions. Let me chunk it down and let me take one step at a time. So if I can commit to one thing for 30 days and then to 60 days and then to 90 days, where is that going to move me?
Oh,
and so
it.
That resource is available as well.
Well, beautiful. This was amazing. And you and I, it sounds like, could have a conversation for a good all long, long time.
Yes.
So thanks so much for sharing with everyone. And I just want to say to our listeners, thanks so much for being here. I loved having you here today. And I do hope you're taking away some inspiration and some support around your journey of change, transformation, and leadership. Please remember to subscribe, share, give us a review if you're so moved. And Demetria, thanks so much for coming today.
Thank you for having me.
As your host, Dr. Kate Dow, I'm reminding you to take your turn to find your voice, own your truth, and claim your power.